Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hey, thanks for letting me talk. I really love to talk about this. I don't talk about it a lot, but I'm a very indecisive person. When it came to meeting my husband, we met on a tennis court, so I say it was love, love. And then after dating for several many months, we got engaged, and then I decided, I don't know if he loves me enough or if I love him enough. So I broke the engagement, and he moved away. And we did not speak or call for a year. Then I started thinking about him one day, and I wrote him a letter. This was back in the days when you wrote letters. You didn't text or email. And then I put it in the mail, and lo and behold, the very next day, I get a card from him. He's on vacation in the Bahamas. He was thinking of me before he could even get my letter. So a whole year has gone by, and he sends me a card just at the very time that I send him a letter. So we start writing and talking some more. And sure enough, we start dating again. He comes back to where we live in Nashville at the time. And then going down the road a little bit, we got engaged again. And then what happens? But I have cold feet. And I cancel the darn engagement again. And so this guy is being so loyal. We kind of keep hanging out. But I'm starting to pray really hard. Lord, I really have to know. I've got to know. Is this the right person for me? I don't want to lead him on or anything. I want to know. And one day I was outside praying, and the Lord was talking to me some and saying, see, I gave you the beautiful clouds and the beautiful trees and the beautiful foliage and the beautiful birds are singing. I'm saying I love you by each one of those things. And then I felt like the Lord was saying, by giving you Tom, I'm saying I love you. And I felt a lot of peace about that. But then I started kind of doubting, did I really hear the Lord? Was that really the Lord? But I felt like it was. And sure enough, God in his faithfulness, several days later at a prayer meeting, a charismatic prayer meeting, somebody started handing out letters from Jesus. And I rolled my eyes internally and thought, this is what gives prayer meetings like this bad names, is people give out letters from Jesus. And so I started looking at it. My dear child, you know, look at the trees. I'm saying I love you. Hear the birds sing. I'm saying I love you. The foliage tells you and shouts, I love you. So there in my hands was confirmation that indeed I had heard the Lord, and I had the greatest sense of peace, and I knew I wanted to marry this man, and it was right. And I knew that I would not even say it to him. I would not speak it to him. I would just wait until he did something. So sure enough, a few months later, on Christmas Day, he proposed to me and gave me a ring, and I said yes, and we got married 2 months later. I didn't dilly-dally.
Wow.
I didn't have a chance to back out or anything. But it was so great. But going on through marriage, they had some ups and downs. There was some trickiness. There was wonderful, wonderful years, and there were some very difficult years. Mm-hmm. And we had 6 children in 13
wow.
years, and they were all wonderful. But there were some difficult years, and I started saying, Tom, can we go to marriage counseling? No, no, no. Can we go to marriage counseling? No, no, no. This went on for a couple of years. And then one day I said it to him, and he said, okay, but I'm not going to pay for it. And you know what happened? We went to Mass that day, and Sunday Mass, and the priest gets up, and what does he say? There's a new initiative I'm starting, and it's called RetroVi. It's a counseling, weekend counseling session mm-hmm. for adults, for married couples who might need some help. And we're going to provide this free of charge at our parish, and I just want everybody to know about it.
Yeah, and you're Tom, there it is. There's the sign.
There it was. So anyway, so God was faithful and good, and there were ups and downs, but God brought us together, and he kept us together. And my husband and I had our 39th wedding anniversary. He had had a stroke. He had had a heart attack 2 months before that, but we had our 39th wedding anniversary. We went to daily Mass together, and then we went and we were blessed after it, and we went back to the grotto behind the church and told the Blessed Mother thank you for all the 39 years of marriage. And he went off to his little physical therapy. He said he didn't want to ride, and I went off to work. And then I found out he had a stroke later that day. He never spoke again. He died a month and a half later. But that was, we had that sweet time of thanking the Lord for 39 years of marriage. Our last words to each other were, our real words were, you know, bye, I love you. And then when we were all gathered at his deathbed, we were praying, the six kids, and we were all praying the rosary, and we had a St. Benedict's crucifix. And he died on St. Benedict's original feast day, and we found out later the crucifix was the crucifix of a happy death that we were blessing him with. So God is just so good, and through it all, just awesomely generous and kind and willing to lead us and poke us and push us along anytime we need him. So that's what I wanted to just say to those who are kind of have a hard time making decisions. You know, God will be faithful, even though we might be a little mixed up about it. God will show us the way.
Come join the conversation. Give your take Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie.